Hey, it's Tax Quibs time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Megan in Kentucky, who tells us, I've recently been asked to do some marketing communications consulting work for my previous company. I went on maternity leave last February, then resigned. In this freelance position, I have a cap of 25 hours per week that I may work. This is the only type of consulting that I do, and I've never done anything like this before, nor do I intend to do it for anyone else. Basically, I'm just helping them out until they can hire a full-time employee. Besides doing this, I'm a stay-at-home mom. My question is, A, do I have to pay estimated taxes quarterly? And B, how do I determine how much to pay, since the amount of work can vary greatly? Some weeks I may work 25 hours and some 1 hour. Help! Well, Megan, it sounds like a good opportunity to keep your professional skills active. And even when they do hire someone full-time, no doubt there will be times they can use you, if you encourage it. Besides, who's going to train the new employee? Probably you. So take advantage of the opportunity. What's the best way to handle this for estimated tax purposes? It's simple. Do your bookkeeping so you know what your profits are each month. If you do that, then at the end of each tax quarter, at the end of September, December, March, and June, you can simply run a report to get the total profits for each quarter. Knowing your profits, send IRS a check with the form 1040-ES, which is linked, for the following amount. Add these two items. A, 15.3% to cover your self-employment taxes, and B, 15 to 25%, depending on your family's tax bracket, to cover IRS taxes. Essentially, 30% would probably be fine. Also, remember to send 5.8 or 6% to Kentucky. I've linked that form for you also. Remember to track any expenses you have, like telephone, office and home, supplies, mileage, and so forth, and be sure to have a good time with it. And remember, you'll find answers to questions about estimated taxes and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.